by our friends of the British Council.
Matt McCarthy here for Rugby Wrap-Up at Studio 34, the Fantasy Sports Network at West 35th Street in New York City. I have the pleasure of being here with one of the bigs, the weekend editor of the U.S. Guardian and big-time rugby pundit, Mr. Martin Bringelli. Martin, welcome.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here again.
And Martin, you know, aside from being stellar pundit and a contributor with the Guardian, you also are an expert on all things rugby on this side of the pond as well as the other side of the pond.
Nominally, I'd probably know more about it this side of the pond than the other, to be honest.
All right, so let's get the skinny on a couple of things concerning Team USA. We've got the November tests going on. We've got USA playing Germany for the first time.
Yeah, Germany in Frankfurt on Saturday. Germany have already played one game this autumn. They thrashed Brazil last week. You know, not the biggest opponents, but a team that did beat the Americans in the first America's Rugby Championship last year.
Yep.
They're still in, the Germans, still in with a shout of making the playoffs for the World Cup. They're a sort of organising, coming forth in second tier European rugby. They've got an Australian captain, they've got some South Africans in there, they've got a South African coach, but there are German players in there as well. They're a good team there. I don't think this means anything to Americans. Capri Sun drinks, does that mean anything to you? Are they sold here? I don't think they are.
No, is that a big sponsor of...
It's the guy who... I just learned this. The guy who owns Capri Sun, which fueled every school trip I went on as a five-year-old, little sachets of grapefruit, pineapple, orange juice. Hanswild, I don't know how you pronounce it. He is Mr. German Rugby Money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he...
So they've got a sugar daddy.
They've got a sugar daddy. Like, Georgia have got one, too. These, you know, there's a sort of small-scale way country programs can professionalize and advance, and it involves having a sugar daddy, which U.S. rugby doesn't have yet.
But are we calling Germany a small country, or a small? You just in a relative sense for rugby.
Relative sense for rugby. I mean, German rugby was relatively strong before Hitler came along, and it was banned. I can't remember exactly why it was banned under Hitler. Probably a badge of honor. It's been around for a while. It's mostly in the South. It's now recently, past 5-10 years, come strong.
You know, philosophically speaking, I bet you Hitler might have banned it because he didn't want people getting along and playing together like you do in rugby.
I'd imagine that's the case, although lots of militaristic societies quite like it, like the British and the Japanese and so on. So, you know, there's an argument either way. Anyway, that's completely irrelevant. They are now...
This is taking a turn.
Hitler and rugby. Anyway, it's the Godwin's law.
We'll be right back with more on Hitler and rugby. After
did Hitler like rugby? I don't know. They are now, you know, they have reached the stage where they get this kind of fixture, which is, you know, the Eagles, it's a tier two fixture, but the Eagles are on the regular rota, and Germany are now in there, and it's part of the world rugby thing of mixing it up and moving teams up to play.
What's the score going to be?
I would think the Eagles should expect to win it by 20-25. Points, maybe 32-12.
Okay,
I'll
32-12.
I mean, the Eagles squad is a good one.
Yeah,
they're in there. Sammy Manoa's in there. This is
Scully's back.
Scully's back. It's the Premiership players, Taufete and Duratolo, everyone like that. They, I'm taking this my knowledge from Rugby Today, which I quite often do. But there was a very good piece there pointing out the sheer size of the American pack that's available on this trip, which they're going to need in Georgia,
yeah,
for sure, because Georgia took Canada to the cleaners.
And yeah,
that will happen to any scrum that's not ready that goes to Georgia, and this scrum's got some big boys in it. So,
well, do you think the Germans have an opportunity here? Because the coaching situation with Team USA right now is still kind of, you know, finding its footing.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it's obviously a game where the Eagles could slip up if they're not focused, if the coaching situation isn't as focused as it could be. There was a thing on the coach that I noticed we didn't talk about last time I was in here, that Hewitt, the new coach, the interim coach, played at Llanelli with Dave Hodges.
Ah.
I didn't twig on that when I was doing my research on him, and that's, I don't know why, that if that's why Dave Hodges knew him and brought him in, I don't know. But, you know, he's a good coach. He knows Dave Hodges, evidently.
And he's a front row guy.
He's a front row guy. The Eagles do need to get the front row sorted. I think there are good signs for it. It's interim, but that's just the way it is. You know, Germany might be the ideal game in that case to play, because it's not, they're not a top-tier team.
Yeah, it would be tough going against Georgia in the first match.
Yeah, it's going to be tough in Tbilisi anytime. They showed that. I've watched the extended highlights of what they did to Canada, and it was quite worrying.
Awfully wide. Everybody looks like a front row or a front five player in Georgia, all the males, it seems.
Everyone except the fullback, who I think scored 30 points.
Yeah.
With that remarkable dive kick ahead.
Let's get to the press release that we saw earlier this week, with the announcement that the Eagles will kick off their ARCs, the America's Rugby Championship, at the StubHub in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be playing the Argentine 15, which is kind of like the third side for Argentina. But the interesting thing about this is it's going to be a twin bill, part of a doubleheader, and the first match is going to be a preseason match between the Super Rugby Bulls and Stormers.
Yeah, Bulls and Stormers. Playing your rugby links, like I said, with Hewitt and Dave Hodges, Bulls head coach is John Mitchell. I don't know if that's why that came in, but it could very, very well be, obviously, with the...
A homecoming of sorts.
Homecoming of sorts. I was trying to think, in the press... release that we have here, Super Rugby chief executive is Andy Marinos, who is a ex-Springbok centre who played for the Newport Gwent Dragons at the same time as Dave Hodges and Dave Hewitt were in Wales playing for Netherley.
And so, don't forget, this is an AEG rugby thing, and that's Dan Lyle.
That's Dan Lyle, so people know each other. I mean, I don't know if that's how this game got sorted out, but you kind of think it is, because that's how you know people and you sort out.
Are you saying that people do business and structure rugby matches because they know each other?
I couldn't say that.
Definitively.
Rugby based on who you know. I couldn't say that, no.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with more with Mr. Martin Pengelly right after this.
If you're in New York City and want to watch some great rugby, have some great food, and some great times, go to the world's best rugby pub, the Pig and Whistle on West 36th Street.
We sip, we peel, and we slide. Nah, like this.
We sip, we peel, we whip.
I think I'm getting this.
Grab a large or extra large freshly ground, freshly brewed hot coffee for your chance to win great prizes, like free coffee for a year. Get your celebration ready. Dunkin' Donuts. This is coffee. This is winning.
You're watching RugbyWrapUp.com.
All right, now sound it like you're remotely excited. 1, 2, 3.
You're watching RugbyWrapUp.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Matt McCarthy at the Studio 34 Fantasy Sports Network here on West 35th Street in the Renaissance Hotel. Martin Pengelly. We're on American soil. We were just talking about the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Let's segue, while we're on American soil, to the MLR.
Definitely segue. Interested in a segue because I'm writing about it this week to explain it for British readers, because the CBS deal grabbed some attention.
Oh, not because it's called League, Rugby League.
No, that's the bane of my life in writing about American rugby for a British paper. When the word league gets mentioned in a title, I've got to be careful what I say, a certain section of rugby league fans in Britain gets cross.
I would imagine a certain amount of them get happy.
Well, no.
Because they're thinking maybe we're doing rugby league.
Yeah, like, they realize it's rugby union.
Simultaneously, you have the Wolfpack, and now they're talking about a New York franchise.
They're butting in. This is off Major League, but I'm from the north of England. I don't sound it, but I am. I played rugby league at school. I don't look like I did, but I did. I love rugby league, but I'm a rugby union writer, and it's troubled waters when you get into that confusing thing. But anyway, Major League Rugby, Major League, and it's not Major Rugby League, that would be worse. Major League Rugby can sort it out. I've spent some time this week having interesting conversations with Major League Rugby people, and it's the first time I've done it. It's the first time I've engaged with it. And it's a fascinating situation, I think. I mean, It's a delicate situation with Pro.
With Pro, he means Pro Rugby USA, with Mr. Doug Schoeninger, the owner, looming, who has said on this very show that he was going to scorch the earth with lawsuits.
He has said that, yes. So it's delicate and fascinating, and it's interesting to see how it's being done. I had a brief talk this morning, actually, very brief talk, with Phil Cam from the Dallas organization, who have pulled out this season. They've pulled out and pulled back. But he tells me Mike Ford's still on board. Mike Ford was involved in the decision to pull back this year, Mike Ford being the England coach who they hired with a big splash of publicity in June. And they're on for next year. Equally, and this is something I haven't unraveled, I've been reading a lot of reporting and talking to a lot of people and trying to work out. Dean Howard, the commissioner, told me two teams to come on next year. We know New York. They were here last week. We don't know the other one.
I could probably venture a guess.
You could venture a guess. I could venture, I think, from my reading and from my conversation, 6 or 7 guesses.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's interesting. I mean,
what are your guesses?
Well, Ontario, the Arrows, Chicago, who were originally involved, Boston, who've talked about building a facility, Dallas, who came out looking to come back in next year. So you'd assume it's them. I don't know. Vancouver, I've read. Kansas City, the Blues. They were originally involved.
They were originally involved, right.
The one name that was originally announced that I haven't seen coming back in as a prospect for next year was Minneapolis, but I don't know much about Minneapolis.
How about Philly?
Not seen it. Not seen the name. But
interesting. All right.
The other thing is, of course, MLR is now, and this is me wading into dangerous waters as an amateur, is now a CBS project.
Yeah.
The other big driver of American rugby coverage and interest at the moment is NBC. So that set something up there. It's good for rugby fans.
It's great for rugby.
Yeah, it's great for rugby. I'm trying to, you know, it's a new corner of the map that I'm trying to plot my way through now when I'm not watching Donald Trump's Twitter feed in my normal job.
Well, you know, it's interesting, but my money is on the Toronto franchise, the Arrows, and if they're going to call themselves Ontario, I'm not sure, but I would venture a guess that it's going to be Toronto, New York. Chicago's got some problems; they've got some logistical problems, stadium wise, and all that jazz. But I wouldn't rule them out in the pecking order of potential teams. But I know that Toronto and New York, if they do come in, they prefer to have some more East Coast presence. So, you know, that's why I mentioned Philly, and you mentioned Boston.
I'm not seeing anything mentioned, and I could have missed it. I'm not seeing anything mentioned south of here.
Yeah.
Actually, D.C., obviously, that's where the Pro 14 link has been in D.C.
Wait, don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody. That's been public, hasn't it?
No, yeah. Well, tonight, I've talked about it.
So. Yeah, it counts as public.
Yeah.
D.C., Philly, further down, haven't seen anything.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Martin, we are getting the sign from downstairs that we are once again out of time, unfortunately, because, again, I could sit here with you for a day and talk rugby. You really bring it up a level, and I appreciate all of that from all of you, specifically when you come in and take time out of your day, because I know you have a real job with important stuff. All right. So on behalf of Mr. Martin Pengelly, Matt McCarthy at the Studio 34 Fantasy Sports Network here on West 35th Street in New York City, for Rugby Wrap-Up, signing off.